K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Mate, here we go. Another podcast. And anything exciting happening your end?
Not too much. Just obviously past your birthday celebration. So now it's gift buying time for you.
Yes.
Where I've got to organise a gift after your birthday.
I also have to organise a gift for you 3 months on.
Yeah, so I love that my birthday comes first because you set the tone.
Yeah, I know. You've got at least 3 months to buy me a present.
By the time it gets here, it'll be 4 months.
You know what's nice as well? We're allowed in stores now because we're both double vaxxed.
Yeah, so good.
You know what? Wasn't good trying to set up that whole Medicare passport.
Oh, yeah, I've got to get that signed up.
Or
so I haven't linked them in.
They go, oh, you know, allocate a couple of minutes, allocate at least half an hour.
So I've got it all set up on MyGov. Like, yeah, I've got access to my certificate.
MyGov doesn't mean anything. If you've got a MyGov account, that helps. But you've got to link the Medicare,
yeah, I've got
with
all
the
that.
Services Victoria.
I've got that. But oh, I need to link it to the app.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I thought you were starting from
scratch. No, I've got everything like that.
And I thought half an hour at least.
No.
Hey, should we get into the podcast? We could be talking about this for
ages.
Yeah, look,
yeah, we're not the people to be talking about this either.
No.
On the podcast, I want to welcome back an old friend, someone that's been very close to our hearts, near and dear, true, always been with us through tough times. And in good times.
Okay.
But we haven't seen them for a little while, obviously COVID restrictions, but they are back and they are back in a big way.
Looking forward
and
to that.
I mean
that.
A big way.
Also on the podcast.
A chunky way, some would say.
Well, hey, look, speaking of big, there is a small regional town in New South Wales that want to erect a big sculpture of someone famous.
Glad you cleared that up because you've gone, speaking of big, a small town.
Want to erect something big.
Okay.
Well, they do.
Don't need to emphasize erect.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, we'll get into the podcast. Enjoy.
You know, it's nearly summer, which is scary, mate, because our summer bodies, I'm going to say, well, my summer body's definitely not ready. I don't know about yours. Do you think you're ready for summer?
I guess you can say I'm entering a 7-day snap fitness challenge.
You're going to need more than 7 days. It is sort of that time of year where everyone thinks, oh, yeah, summer is coming up.
It's funny because we only think about it right near summer. It's like, geez, my body's in a horrible nick.
I need to start going to the gym and I need to stop eating the food that I'm eating.
Winter is so hard to get to the gym.
Hot chips are so
good. Oh, my gosh.
Hot chips are so good.
So I was talking about this the other day. Yeah. I've kind of, and it would be hard to believe, but I've stopped eating fast food in terms of like the big chains.
I was going to say, what, you eat it a bit slower,
but
didn't you?
I slow it down. But I smash like cafe food and like,
equally as bad, mate.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's changed. The type of food I'm ingesting is cafe food, toasties, things like that.
Okay.
It's not like a... back in the day where I'd just go and get a couple of bloody Zinger burgers or something. And I'd call that Saturday snack time.
Well, mate, there is hope for us after all. Cassie, 26 years old, overseas. She's lost 20 kilos. And how she's done it is quite remarkable, really. And I think it's possibly something we could do somehow. We could find a way to do it to get ready for our summer bodies.
I can just see this as being some sort of insect.
Cassie, 26 years old. She eats her late husband's ashes.
No way.
After claiming she wants him inside of her. Yeah. She misses him that much. She goes,
How has that made her lose weight? Is she just not eating anything else?
So she takes her husband's ashes everywhere she goes, to the grocery stores, shopping, when she goes out to eat, going to the movies. She nibbles on his ashes between 5 to 6 times a day. How she does it, first I lick my finger and I just dip it in, swirl it around, get it caked on there good, and then I eat it. She goes, it tastes like rotten egg, sand and sandpaper, but I've grown to love the taste. I've lost 20 kilos since my husband passed away. Basically, the only thing I eat now are his ashes.
Not sure I'd be endorsing this in any sort of cookbook. Wow. That's one way to do it.
What do you mean?
Strange. Strange.
20 kilos. I'm just saying.
That's a lot of weight. If I, you know, I need to get summer ready. Not going down that path. I said at the top of the hour that we would be welcoming back an old friend to the show. Now, we've been on air.
Nearly part 4 years?
Three or four years. Yeah.
Might be next month, 4 years.
Yeah. So, and look, we couldn't have done it without the Ponds Hotel.
And that is true. But also, we couldn't have done it without people tuning in.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Mum. Thanks. Mum.
And Steve from Belmont.
And Steve. Mum genuinely does listen to it.
Yeah, that's show. Good morning, Kaz. Yeah. You'll like this. Kaz.
Yeah.
I would say we've had few things that have been regulars on the show.
Mm.
Mistakes is one.
Plenty. Plentiful.
But I think this person is a regular, an old friend, someone we have very, that we hold very dear, near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And they are back. Welcome back to our show. The Poo Jogger. We are back.
You'd hyped up. So I actually thought we might have had a guest on the show. You talked this up so much, and I was like, okay, this is exciting. This is good.
A cyclist has been caught on video relieving herself.
A cyclist?
In a driveway. So they've jumped off the
bike. Got off the bike.
They've got off the bike. They've pulled into a driveway and just with COVID mask hanging around their chin. They have whipped the old pants off and went, hello, bang. This is in Brighton, mind you.
Okay.
Comments are hilarious.
Hang on. So has it been caught? So the home has got cameras set up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think this is from a malicious place at all because it's kind of the photos that have been leaked have blurred their face.
Haven't blurred the incident, though. The incident's there. Like, you can have a good crack.
It's obvious. Very good. It hasn't come from a malicious place because if the face mask is around the chin, they're not trying to hide their identity.
No, they could have covered up.
If they were I'm going to argue they're not a serious cyclist. Look at the shoes that they're wearing. They're not clip-in shoes.
Okay, so they reckon they're on their way to work.
They look like they're, I don't know, work because they're in active wear, but it's not proper active wear.
Like that, you're coming out in the morning to get the newspaper and saying, that's a big dog.
I've just seen what they've done.
I told you. Like, they've blurred the face, but they haven't blurred the incident. I told you this.
My goodness me. It looks like a great day.
Some of the comments are great. Like, someone's written, no magazine, no phone. I didn't even know that was possible. And then this one I love. That's disgusting, but also impressive.
It is.
Some F1 pit crew tier speed. They are literally in and out. So we know we are back out of lockdown once we start seeing the poo jogger back at a bit.
Why wouldn't they do it on the grass? They've done it on the concrete.
They've walked into someone's house. That's on a driveway.
Behind a gate. The gate's open. That is, like you said,
impressive.
It is impressive.
Welcome back to the show.
I can't stop looking at it. Is that weird that I keep looking at it?
Go to the song.
Wow. Okay. I think I need to go to the toilet now. Benny, if I was to get you to list some of the big attractions in Australia, do you reckon you'd be able to reel a few off?
The biggest attractions in Australia?
Like the big attractions, like I'm talking the Big Banana.
Oh, yeah. The Big Banana, there's the... isn't there the big, like a prawn or something? The big
yes,
prawn?
I think there is.
There's the big mango.
Big mango. There's a giant mushroom. I've literally jumped on Wikipedia.
The dog on the tucker box.
That's not a big attraction. Well, it is a big attraction.
Yeah.
You've got the big ant in New South Wales. The big apple.
The big ant.
The big ant.
What?
The big banana. The big beer can, which was built back in 1990.
Of course.
The big bogan.
The big bogan.
The big bogan.
Is your house listed? Is it?
Very good. The big bull. There are a heap of attractions. You and I, we went to Adelaide, South Australia. We saw the giant...
The big rocking horse.
The giant rocking horse.
We did too. What an experience.
And I feel like small towns try to have a big attraction to
you want people coming to your place.
Yeah, to pump up a little bit of tourism and to get the photo with it.
Correct.
And obviously spend a bit of money. Now, a small town in regional New South Wales called Cowra.
Mm.
Struggling, they had the bushfires, they had the floods, they had COVID-19.
Yeah.
And their tourism has really, is at rock bottom.
Yeah. No good.
So they got together and thought, what can we do as a town to build up tourism?
Much like what Herbie and Josh are trying to do.
Yes, they, well,
trying to get the big Ford underway.
The big Ford, and fingers crossed that takes off.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
The small town.
You saw the position.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, did you?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. The small
and if
town.
You, and it, can I tell you, if you didn't, you did. If you know what I mean. I've put your name down.
I was like, what? The small town of Cowra are building.
The big cow, surely.
No. The big Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth. A 40-meter tall statue of Chris Hemsworth. Course. Which is 10 metres wide as well. Now, Chris Hemsworth has agreed to pay Cowra a visit to launch this massive campaign.
Imagine that. We'll build a massive statue of you if you promise to come and look at it.
Well, so they spent like, it's a 4-minute video of like why Chris Hemsworth should come to the town of Cowra.
Yeah.
And what it's got to offer. And he saw the video because it went pretty crazy.
Yeah, obviously.
And now he's going to go down. He's saying that he's filming a movie at the moment. But as soon as that's wrapped.
I'll come down to Cowra.
Going to come down to Cowra and pay you a visit.
Surely he brings along his big Thor hammer.
To open it.
Yeah. I like that. He's got to smash something.
Wow, you wouldn't want to be smashing too many things down there, would you?
No, but if you maybe have like a glass panel or something, you can go bang.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, remember that? What's your big attraction? I've got Chris Hemsworth here. Imagine they passed on the wrong photo to the artist and they got like the other Hemsworth.
Oh.
Luke Hemsworth. Is it Luke?
Oh, there's a few of them.
So there's Chris.
There's
the other one.
The
Liam.
Other one.
Liam. Is one?
Yeah, and there's another
I'm
one
sure
that
Luke.
Does. Yeah, there's one that doesn't really do much.
I'd love if Luke got a statue. It's been wonderful over the last, well, I guess over this weekend. We've come out of restrictions. Oh. We've been able to go around to people's houses.
Going out for dinner Friday night, that was great.
We've been allowed to go out for dinner.
Yeah, actually, well, that's true. Yeah, catching up with mates and going to their houses. Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. I've got no friends.
But just not having to worry about what the line is there.
Yeah.
And I know Melburnians would be very happy about going out and about, even though they can't come regionally.
That sucks.
And if you do live regionally, now's a great time to go and visit regionally because it's going to be quiet on weekends because
yes,
Melbourne people still can't come out.
Yes.
One country has probably taken the celebrations a little bit too far.
No, I don't believe that.
And you it's can't... all about putting things in context.
Yeah.
Spain. When I think of Spain, I think of a great time.
Mm.
I've never been to Spain.
I think of
like a bit of fun.
I've been. Barcelona.
Yep.
I did have fun
in
Barcelona.
I did.
But yeah, a lot of partying. A lot of partying was done in Spain for me.
An event took place to celebrate the easing of restrictions, and by event in Spain, it's obviously...
Running of the Bulls.
Running of the Bulls. Well done.
Is it really?
You nailed that on the head. Great job. Now, what I wonder is Spain aware what we've been doing for the last 12 months? Because I can guarantee you, every man and their dog has been sitting inside, eating food, not exercising. The Bulls didn't know themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes they run through this game and they can't hit anyone. They were hitting everyone for fun.
So I think it's such a cruel thing to do. Like, I really don't like it, but what I love watching.
This bull looks like he's on fire.
Oh, my goodness. But I love seeing the bulls annihilate. What is going on with that bull?
It's just the sun hitting it. But it looks like it's on fire.
But I love it when they absolutely annihilate people. And sometimes they pinpoint someone and just keep attacking.
And this is the thing.
And I'm like, serves you right for being a part of it.
Both agree. It's very cruel to the animal. But once you see the people get hit, suckers.
It's hard to look away because...
I'm suckers.
Get some redemption while you can, bulls.
And how quickly they go from a fun-loving bravado, like, I'm running with the bulls, to... Help me! Help me! Somebody!
So please tell me a lot of people... Well, we don't want to encourage this, but were there a few people that ended up in hospital beds?
I think a few people just didn't realise how many COVID kilos they'd put on. They just could not get away.
Mate, we spoke at the top of the hour about Halloween coming up, and I reckon year on year, it gradually gets bigger here in Australia. It's always sort of known as a big sort of celebration in America. But year on year, more Australians celebrate it. And I'm almost thinking about decorating the house this year.
What for?
Mate, we've had a pretty ordinary year and a half. It wouldn't be that bad to give some lollies to some kids.
100%, but why do you need to decorate your house?
To celebrate Halloween.
Just what? But it's not our holiday.
Who cares? It's a weekend. It's a bit of fun.
I'd understand people get dressed up. If you were American or if you had a tie to it or something.
Yeah.
But you've got absolutely no tie whatsoever.
Okay, what if I display an American flag out the front of my house? Because I've got one. And then have some little trick-or-treat
Yeah,
things.
I want you to do that.
Okay.
I'd like you to really deck it out.
I'll send you a photo.
Thanks.
So obviously you're not decorating the house.
No, but I will come to your house to trick-or-treat.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
won't be a treat.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It'll be a trick.
No, you can't do that if you're coming to my house.
Yeah, I'll just say I was playing a trick on you.
No. You ask me trick or treat.
And you give me a treat.
I'll be giving you a trick.
How many times can I knock on your door?
No. A Texas man from his Halloween display, it's prompted multiple police visits because of how gruesome his front yard is.
Oh, this happens like every year.
Does it really?
Yeah, so there's always someone that goes too far with it, or there's like an experience, like a haunted house.
Yeah, the haunted house was one last year.
Goes next level with it. Like, they're really into it.
So neighbors thought they were witnessing a crime scene. Now, if you look
that bad.
If you look at the photo,
I don't think I want to.
It is so scary, and there is no way kids would want to go anywhere near this. Like, there are body parts, there are blood.
Oh my god.
Like, there's blood. There's it is
crazy.
Quite graphic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a wood chipper that's got sort of
someone coming
fake
out
blood
of it.
Coming yeah. through it.
He's got a lot of guts to do this.
Oh, good stuff there, Benny.
Thank you.
He goes, this year has been rough for a lot of people. I think we can agree that this project provides a pleasure release valve for everyone.
Excuse me?
I don't know what a pleasure release valve is for everyone, but it is so graphic. It's prompted people calling the police thinking that they've witnessed some bad stuff going on.
What's the protocol here?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're a police officer rocking up, can you say, sorry, you need to take this down?
Well, obviously it's private property. So I don't know. I think the police calls are just like there are wheelbarrows with body limbs hanging out of it. And it looks real. Like it is.
It looks so real. But I wonder if they can just rock up and say, no, sorry, you have to take this down.
Well, I don't think you can say that. But it's just a reminder to kids out there.
It's just fake.
There's body bags. There's actually body bags.
It's just a nice reminder that Halloween's a holiday that brings us all together and it's a time to celebrate.
But hey, on the upside, I'm sure he'd have plenty of lollies that he'd be giving out. Actually, no, he would be the tricker. He wouldn't be the treater,
I reckon. Not sure there's much treat going on there.
Yeah.
Gross.
Wouldn't be knocking on his door. Maybe,
think so.
maybe I'll run past that house.
Well, there we go, mate. The podcast is just about done, but I reckon it's time for one of these.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week. Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, we've got our Thought of the Week to finish our podcast.
Yes.
And I just thought, isn't it weird how DOMS work?
Oh, delayed onset muscle soreness.
Because I could be working out and not feeling any sort of resistance or pain or anything like that. And the next day, my hips are sore.
Yeah.
What did I do to get them sore?
I did legs the other day.
And your elbow's sore.
Couldn't walk for a week.
Like, how does that even work?
I don't know.
I just don't get it.
My legs were screaming at me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I still don't understand because... I understand the workout and being sore.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is, I'm working biceps.
Yeah.
And I've got bloody sore hips.
Oh.
Or I'm working legs and all of a sudden I've got a sore shoulder.
Like, I can explain that.
What's happening?
It's called old age.
You're doing the wrong exercise.
Yeah. No. It's old age. You get
bad form.
Hey, we've got to get out of here. Make sure you like and subscribe our podcast.
Ooh,
episodes drop every Monday at 9 a.m. Wherever you're listening to us, we love the support. Thanks for tuning in. Got this far, obviously. I don't know how you've done it.
Congrats.
You've been distracted, or it's just been mulling in the background, or whatever's going on. But hey, we absolutely love you. See ya.
See ya.
out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on KRFM.